Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, if it isn't our little announcement queen, raining.
So we have another announcement today, but I just have to host chat about something because it's still kind of making me a little sick.
Okay. Is it going to make me sick?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. Yes. Quite possibly.
Well, that escalated quickly. Okay.
So, Jolie had some birthday parties this past, like, weekend. And it was one of those things where I'm just not good with, I don't even know if I really honestly RSVP to half of them. Like, you know.
Well, don't you feel like there's, like, a lull, right? Like, it's, like, 6 months, no birthday parties. Then all of a sudden, there's five in a day.
Yeah, and she's like coming home with them. I'm like, oh my gosh, we've got, okay, like this one this day, one that day. But when it's also like I've got 2 months, and then it just all of a sudden shows up. Like,
oh yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, it's this weekend. Well, I forgot. And so, of course, Jolie didn't forget. And so she, and I have them on the refrigerator. So she's like, mommy, it's so-and-so's birthday today. And I'm like, oh my God, like what, crap, like what time? And I'm like, do you really want to go? Like it's raining and it's a splash party and they've got a splash thing. I was like, we just took a shower, you know, like
who needs a petting zoo? That's a horrible idea.
So that was bad. That was a bad mom moment because I was actually kind of trying to steer her to not go.
I've done that.
You have to? Okay. Oh, yeah, thank goodness.
Fine. Oh, you guys.
Okay.
I'm waddling around my house. So if I can,
I'm praying if I can
opt out of anything right now.
Okay. Thank goodness. But also, yeah. The problem was is I didn't have a gift for them. Mm. So I then tell the kids, well, I tell Jolie, I'm like, but we don't really have anything. She's like, oh, no, wait, mommy. And she remembers that I put extra toys that like maybe they had a double or we didn't use it from Christmas. I put it in Nana and Papa's closet. For
am I
going to
go in
like
there
this.
And see gifts that I gave your kids?
Quite possibly.
No, but like, you know, they're like to stock up for like parties, right? For this exact situation. Well, the only thing that was left were like two bad stuffies. I mean, they had a tag on them still. But I'm like, Jolie, it's a brother-sister birthday party that are in her class. And like, we can't just give like these like stuffies. They're like probably $2, you know, like just
two
whatever.
Bad stuffies.
Two bad can we, stuffies.
Can whatever the announcement be like not be named. I want this episode to be called Two Bad Stuffies. Okay.
So I was just like, crap. So I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, and I remember I was, you know, I was packing because there's just like a lot going on. And so I remembered that I had saw some gift cards. And one was like, I think a half used one from like Disney. Don't know how much was on that one. And I was like, Disney? like a Disney card. And I'm like,
hey, Oliver, here's your balance.
of 33. Disney in Orlando.
33.15 is left on this card. if you and your parents make it to Disney, no. you're going to ball out of control.
It was a Disney store. Like you can go.
Where is the Disney store?
There's not even a Disney
store. You can go anymore. Online, DTC. Oh, okay.
Just don't overspend. $22.87 is all you have left with a post-it note.
So I didn't, again, like know how much was on there. So, and I had already saw that I scratched it off. So I'm like,
oh boy, that's your re-gifter dead giveaway.
Please tell me you gave that to him.
I didn't.
Okay.
But I was also too lazy to check the balance, so I just threw it back in the box. Like, it probably has nothing on there. But I'm also like, why did I
probably dig that out of Nana and Baba's closet. We gotta get that guy out of rotation.
But there was like this crumpled up Visa card that was still in the packaging. So I was like, it was for $50. So I'm like, all right, 25 a kid. Because I usually like, you know, 25 or 50, like for the kid, like 50 max. And so I was just like, Joel, I just taped this on the card and then we put it in the thing. And then I just kind of in my mind was like, the mom will hopefully forgive me for this really poor put together present. Because it was, that's poor. That's lazy.
Well, if it was two $25 gift cards, I think it looks a little more intentional.
Well, that's true.
Splitsville starts to make it look like.
But here's the issue. So the next day, I'm like.
Sample of Bath and Body Works lotion. Anything else you've had like swipe ups for? Hey guys, here's some diet beauty lash extension stuff.
It's great for 8 year olds.
Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
So the next day, she's like, you know, Sterling's birthday party. And so I'm like, okay, great. We're going to go to Target after church. But like, it has to be very timed out because, you know, there's the jump place. And so we go to church, we go to Jimmy John's. And I'm like, all right, guys, we've got like 5 minutes in Target. All right. So we got to go in, get your present. And I promised you, you know, since you guys have been like such good kids all weekend and everything, like you didn't get a toy last time. You can get it like one small toy this time. So, because I don't let them do it each time. So 5 minutes. Alan's like, great. During this time, I'm going to grab it. Because he's like, can I drop you? He's like, do I have to go to the birthday party? I was like, yes, you do.
Welcome, Alan.
No, I was like, no, you don't have to. I was like, you know, but right now we're just kind of like down to like one
and if
car.
You're riding with us, then yeah. You're going to have to.
So, yeah. So he's like, all right, well, I'm going to grab a coffee. And so I was like, no problem. So, you know, we run to the toy park because, again, Jolie knows. She doesn't want to be late. I don't like being late. And so we're trying to find a toy for Sterling. We know that he likes Legos. And she picked up something. I was like, oh, no, honey, that's like only like 20-something. I was like, let's get him, you know, maybe. I was like, oh, my goodness. And on the, like, ledge of the aisleway, it was just like, dun, 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 dun. And it's beautiful. And I was like, $49.99, that's a steal.
So right, I was it's like, a Lego set,
like a Star Wars, like big box. Go ahead.
I just see where this is going. Keep going.
Yeah. So I'm like, Jolie, grab that one. Thought it was a little weird that it had one of those protector things on it, but
it was one of those.
But it said $49.99. So
side note real fast mm-hmm. before you go anywhere with this, what was the age?
Eight.
On this.
I don't 24 think I
and up. It has a protector on it. I'm going to go with it's pretty old. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
But the kid's turning eight. He likes Legos. So I'm like, I think it maybe said 10 or something, or I don't know.
Level up, Sterling. We're going to need you to put this whole spaceship together.
So we grab it. Again, I'm like, all right, we've got, you know, 2 minutes left. Let's grab a bag. Let's grab a card. Let's grab some tissue paper because I'm not failing on this present. Like, I won't fail on this one. So
meanwhile, with a barista.
Alan
is having a relaxing Target trip, grabbing himself a hot cup of Joe.
So I'm at the checkout going like, hey, over here.
He's like, there's my American fiance.
I don't think we were engaged then yet.
I know. I just wanted to keep saying it.
Yeah, it's okay. Cute. I said it the other day on the phone just to be like, my fiance is, it was like, it made me smile.
Yeah, I just had to. Yeah.
Yeah. So, he calls me his missus still. I was like, let me hear it. Let me hear it.
Calls you his missus?
That's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. So he calls me missus and I call him fiance. Anyways, sorry, side note. Back to the story. Oh. So we then,
Alan, over here. Yeah,
so I'm like, Alan, we're over here, aisle three. So he's like, we're like, you know, getting his coffee or whatever. So then we're checking out. I've got, you know, their toys. I had grabbed a few more things that we needed, like there were a couple cereal boxes or whatever that, you know, you grab. Because the toy aisle is quite far from checkout.
Mm-hmm. Far, far away.
Far, 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 far away. Just want to preface this to make me sound a little better. So when all the stuff was checked out, she goes, the price. And like I can't remember exactly what the price was, but I was like, excuse me?
Like your total for the order.
My total for the order. It was like $350. And I was like, for what? You know, in my mind is what I'm thinking. And I
the old Target Bermuda Triangle. We all feel this way.
How much were the Legos?
$250.
Oh. No, ma'am.
But at this moment, I'm sweating. There are two people behind me in line. Maybe one with like, they had like a guest.
A guest.
I just saw two people.
So. Is this your plus one for checkout?
Who's not getting coffee like your plus one?
So I'm like sweating. I'm also embarrassed, like, because I'm like, I obviously did not want to spend that much. I wanted to spend under $50. But then to send Jolie back to get a different present is going to take more time. And I know she's like stressed about being on time. I want to get there on time too, because I also kind of wanted to leave a little early, you know? So I'm like, let's get there early so we can leave, because we had a party mm-hmm. that night as well. And so
we have a 4-minute turnaround for us to go back to that toy aisle.
You guys, I bought it.
No. Ma'am.
Of course she did.
Mm-hmm. Kramer.
I did. That kid got a really nice gift.
Did you go up to that mom and did you tell the mom the story?
No, because I felt then I'd be even more embarrassed.
Oh, I think
Janet Claus comes rolling in with her Kris Kringle bag on her
so
back.
So now this person is going to invite Jolie to the birthday party every year.
I mean, it's like the Halloween house with the big candy, you know?
Like, what yeah, like Jolie and Jace are on everybody's birthday list in the Tri-County area now.
Well, it's not going to happen again. So
I can't believe you didn't just walk it back. I would have walked it back.
I, with both kids, my barista fiance is
I'd been like, hey, Scottish man. I need you to run and take this and get another one. That's what I do with my kids. Happens to me all the time.
I couldn't send Jolie and Jace. That's the thing. No, I couldn't send Jolie and Jace.
No, I said Scottish man.
Right, but he was still at, like, he was still foaming his oat milk. You know what I mean? Like,
leave the foam and run to the
toilet. As a side note, is the slowest Starbucks on the face of the planet inside of that Target. Is,
yeah. So I don't have help, right, to say,
no.
Go. Okay, and I can't, fair. Like, so that
But
piece,
you can pause transaction.
Well, see, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
They can print a little, they can print a little slip, and it has, like, a little barcode at the bottom. So all the items you have already rang up, they delete the one that you're taking back, and they just have it. So they don't have to, like, rebag and redo.
Oh, see, that part would make me nervous
too. You guys need to do a little stint in retail. It's a lot of sweating.
I mean, this is, like, I get nervous in those moments. Like, I'm very, I don't like to spend a lot of money. I'm, like, even Alan the other day was, like, you're kind of cheap with things. But then you'll spend somewhere else. But, like, with this area, like, I would never spend that much on a birthday present for a child that's in my daughter's class.
I'm not even spending that on my husband for his birthday.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Oh, see, I like to give, like.
You were good at, yeah,
you're you're a baller.
But
we're on, like, Magnificent Mile in Chicago, and I was, like, trying on this pair of jeans, and I was, like, I love these, but I need a minute because they were, like, an expensive pair of jeans, remember?
I do.
And I was, like, I really love them, but I also just need a minute, and I'll think about it.
Mm-hmm. You're like my
husband. I was like, I'll circle back. Yeah.
But then I have her husband, you know, taking down the playset, and I'm packing my own house because I don't want to pay for movers. So it's like, I have, like, you know, because I'm like, it's too expensive.
Well, I know because I own the jeans now because then you bought them for me.
And I own several things from that store as well that she also bought.
Catherine
for me.
Has more designer purses than I do.
All from Jana. And anytime
But I
someone,
won't buy them for me.
No,
that's
anytime someone compliments me, I, like, I cannot just say thank you. I'm like, thank you. Jana got it for me.
I call them my best friend jeans.
I just can't do it. I can't.
When people are like, those jeans are really cute, I'm like, I know Jana got them for me, their best friend jeans.
And it's not like I'm buying, like, people are like, oh, she's actually buying her friends. But no, I just, like,
you called it my wind down bonus or something cute. You were like, you guys deserve it. It's fun. We're in Chicago. And I was like, yeah. Okay.
You were so generous with that stuff. And you were so great with money.
But I'm also very stingy with money, too.
But you were very stingy at times.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I can't
Caroline's
think
Lego
of a,
set and my jeans are kind of on the same price point. So.
Well, besides, like, presents, really shopping, you don't even.
No,
you
don't shop.
Spend much. Yeah. I mean, maybe wine.
Yeah.
But you really don't.
But I like that about
that much either. Oh, we all appreciate the expensive wine.
Hey, but I'm like, I would not spend, like, for movers some, because I'm like, that's like $3,000.
So you're not getting, like, movers at all?
No, I already have a storage unit and we're going to start moving boxes in because I'm like.
Who is?
Alan and I.
Like, you don't get movers at all.
I don't want to. It's
what expensive. About furniture?
I'm selling most things.
Oh, can I know what you're selling?
Wow.
Yeah. Same.
Okay, yeah. I'm selling a lot, actually.
Okay.
Because I just, like, if they're not coming to the new house, I'm like, I don't, you know what I mean? So it's gone. This couch is gone. Wow. Pam's taking this couch.
Okay. I don't like that Pam had first dibs. We need to do a walkthrough.
Me either.
This is like an estate sale,
but
and we didn't get
still
in.
Still stuck on your not getting
only,
movers at
I'm
all.
I'm only taking my couch, my two chairs, my bed, and then, like, two buffets. So, like, maybe I'll hire two guys, like, with a truck, but, like, not like an actual move. They're so expensive.
No, they are. I just cannot imagine moving.
And I've been
movers.
Doing it very, like, so, like, every day I do a closet or I do, like, you know, so I love, like, I love packer. Getting rid of stuff. I love packing. Like, it's my favorite thing.
Wow.
Noted.
So we're going shopping later.
Yeah.
In here.
Right.
Okay. Well, and a lot of times,
don't
too,
get like, emotionally I've, attached to that chair next to you.
Oh, those are just kidding. I was going to put them out and say free.
We're going to need to talk, Kramer.
It's got stuff on it. You got to, like, wash it.
Let's Venmo you.
It's fine. Better than.
Yeah, there's a whole set of those. Those are six. And I was just going to be like, whoever wants them, I was going to put them out front.
Fighting.
Yeah.
They're actually really great chairs. Anyways, okay. So,
moving on.
But yeah, anyways, you're a baller. So
no, but I'm not. But I'm just saying, like, but it's like, there are.
I get it.
There are certain things where I'm just like, mm-mm.
Well, manual labor stuff, I actually like to do myself because I'm like, well, I can do that myself. Why would I pay somebody?
Exactly.
Is that our Midwestern?
Like, we saw, like, seeing Nick and Alan tear down that play center together and then sit in, you know, the toys and Nick's truck. Like, it was so cute watching them.
Wait, I have a question. Yeah. Is my husband moving you?
No.
Okay.
That, he just said he would do the playhouse.
I know. He loves that shit. I mean, he's always here to help. I just say, can I put it on my calendar so I know when I'm not going to have him for a couple of days?
No.
He would offer.
He's been very gracious, helping with the, you know, the sell and the move of the house, which I can't say yet because I'm still like, it's still a week away from closing. I don't, superstitious. So anyways.
Just for the record, so I'm going back to the toy department and I'm returning that toy. There's no way I bought that.
Yeah, it's being played with right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's going to take him a couple of years to put it together.
Or being sold on eBay.
24 plus.
Yep. Anyways, we're going to take a break, and then we've got a second announcement that we're about to drop on the Today Show.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, guys. So you guys already know, because you guys have been on the journey with me. So my ex and I were supposed to, we got a second book deal after The Good Fight. And it was going to be about trust.
I remember. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Scratch that. Too soon.
So when we got, you know, divorced, I had called my editor and I said, hey, I know we were authors together, but is there a world where I could potentially write a book? But I also was very nervous about it because during our book process, like I will say, like my ex was a fantastic writer. He's a really, like, I write how I speak a lot of times. I've gotten better through this process. But I think the things that I heard when we were writing that book is that like he was the writer and I was just the ones coming with the, you know, I still wrote my parts, but
That's interesting to me, to be honest.
What part?
That he's the writer.
He wrote most of that book. Now, I wrote all the parts that say Jana was definitely me. The Together We voice was him.
Wow.
Like, he wrote the majority of the book. And I think hearing, like, you know, that he was the writer, it's just anytime, like, you know, like, it just made me feel like, okay, maybe I'm not capable of then writing a book, right?
Right.
But something in it was like, I had to prove to myself that I am a writer and that I can write. Mm-hmm. And so I called my editor of our last book and I was just like, is there a world where I could have a book? And I said, but I'm going to fight for not a ghostwriter. It's really important to me to not have a ghostwriter because of the things that, like, my ex had said during the writing process. So, like, I want to have the words on paper.
I really admire this piece because there's not a lot of people in your shoes that would fight to not have that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a really big deal.
And so at the time she said no. Well, not, she didn't say no. I take that back. I love Sydney. She said, let's wait until you heal a little bit more. And I was like, fine, fair. So I started writing things down, kind of a diary in a way with things. And I sent it to her and I was just like, here's some things I've been writing. And she was wrote back just, wow. She's like, let's discuss next week. And she goes, you know, she's like, this is all great stuff. There's definitely something here. But a piece of me thinks that maybe we should wait until you find love again. And you're in a new, I was like, okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. I do not want to be in a relationship when I'm writing this book, like found my one love. I don't want it to be about a boy because everything has always been, my happiness has always been dependent on a man. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be like, oh, I found love, I'm happy. And this is now a book about that. Like, I was like, I don't even want to mention like new love because I have to love myself, right? So for the next, when did we start? I have to look back, but here is my book. The next chapter, Making Peace with Hard Memories, Finding Hope All Around Us and Clearing Space for Good Things to Come. This is the year diary of when I filed, the day that I found out some stuff and the year coping with grief and the ups and downs of your grieving and the anger and the missteps that I took and the things that I wish I would have done differently and just everything that I learned in that year post filing for divorce.
Yay! It's a lot of pages of work and healing. I mean, it has to feel good to have it all bound up into one place of just like, I mean, that's a really, this is a whole journey documented from a place that a lot of people are in.
Yeah.
And I hope to go too.
Well, I think there is something to be said too. Like, so we go back into things like I share a fight that Catherine and I had when Brantley dumped me. You know, we talk about that. We talk about you and I hiding under a table in Los Angeles. So I go back and tell stories because I think sharing those stories help the reader understand like, okay, what my, like why I've done certain things and like how it's led to like this, but also like the things that like in me deep rooted that I needed to like change to really get to the other side to have my next chapter. So like,
so proud, BF.
Thank you. I gotta be honest with you. It's like, it was supposed to come out in September. We pushed it. And I'm just like, I just want it out because when I read it now, so I've made a bunch of passes on the book. So in the beginning, it was very much like, it was kind of angry. If I'm gonna be honest, it was like, I was still angry. And I can see now where she meant like, you need some time because now I've done like so many passes on it that it's so great to see like actually how you heal more. Cause now I'm 2.5 years removed from being in this place. So it's like, you know, I have a little bit more perspective, which I know I'll have way more then. But like, you know, for anyone that's going through a divorce or, you know, like, how did I know? Or I don't know. There's just, there's a lot of things in there I think people will, can relate to whether they're going through a divorce or not. But it's just a, it's what I would have loved to have read to know, okay, this is all normal feelings and I'm not going to feel great the first month, but I might be better mm-hmm. in the end.
I really think I was actually, well, I had started reading it when you first started mm-hmm. and then I stopped. And I was mm-hmm. like, I'm going to wait. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting. You were a lot more angry then mm-hmm. than now. But I'm not done yet, but I started reading it yesterday in the hair salon while I was getting my hair blown out, crying in the chair. Guys, I was like, well, this is embarrassing.
Catherine just has a lot of access.
Well, yeah.
She's picking ring boxes. And she's,
well, obviously, I would have the book before you would. It's
I
like
know,
on
I'm
my,
just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But I would
And it's
love,
not even, yeah. I'm sorry. But what I was going to say.
Guys, there's only three of us on a couch.
I know. But what I was going to say was the backstories are what are so powerful in this book
Thank
of
you.
Really explaining a lot of things about you. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. that's where I think it doesn't have to just be about a divorce necessarily. Mm-hmm. I think it can definitely, like, so many people can benefit from this book, but it just explains you so well. And it's like, even though some of those backstories, they're hard to read. I mean, it was hard for me to even read some of it, you know, but it's also so, like, uplifting at the same time. I don't know. It's really hard to explain, but I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, you need the framework, I think.
Thanks. And I also want to be like, this is not like oh my God, she won't shut up about the Mike stuff. This book is not about Mike. There are a few stories and about, you know, how I, like, well, A, you know, what actually the final moment. And then, you know, a kind of a story before that's just like, how did I not see it was coming? And kind of like that. But like the book is not like, the book is about me. Like you said, my mm-hmm. past, the things that I've had to work on, the things that like I needed to open my eyes to. And that's something where I'm proud of how it changed because at first I was angry and it was more about like art, but I was like, I don't want it to be about him. Like, because mm-hmm. it's not, at the end of the day, it's not about him. Mm-hmm. It's about me. It's about my journey. It's about, you know, and it's like, I also want to protect my kids too. So I took a lot of stuff out that I'm like, that doesn't really need to be there anymore. And like, we're okay. We privately handle that. And like, you know, so it's like, I had to tell him obviously that I had a book coming out and, you know, that was a really tough conversation, but I told him, I was like, I think you'll be like, I mean, you're not going to be like, I was like, you deserve to have like a new, and he even said, he was like, you know, I'd love to maybe come on one day and like mm-hmm. talk. And he's like, let me think about it. And I was like, well, let's just, yeah, maybe we can discuss like, you know, when like later this year or something. And because again, like I kept saying like the book is not about you. Yes, there's some stories and some experiences, but I'm like, it's not like it all reflects. Anytime I say anything about you, or about you, whatever, I'd be like, I bet he felt suffocated. I bet, like, so I'm like,
the ownership is just the biggest piece of this.
So that's where I'm just like, I want people to know that they're not coming for like, yeah, fine, you'll find out what happened at the end of our marriage. But like, you know, you guys already know. You know what I mean?
Like, it's not like some like tell all of every detail. Right.
Like, it's, you know, it's not as, so it's like, it's truly like my journey and, you know, some things that were really hard to walk through and some things that I was like, I wish I would have done better on. And so I'm really excited about it. And I could not have, and there's a chapter in there too, when I did some like massive work at Onsite. I talk about that. And like, there's no piece of that journey could have been done without you guys. So I just love you guys and I appreciate you guys.
So we love you too.
Just know that I appreciate everything. And,
I'm just really proud of you.
Thank you.
Like, even just though, I mean, all of it. And I have said that a million times. We both have. But, I mean, Kat and I even have had conversations privately about you and just the growth. Like, just the differences.
Thanks. Well, you can read the next chapter, October 24th. So you can pre-order. I'm doing signing with, it's all like on the stories today. I'll be posting a bunch about it, but I can't wait for you guys to read it. It's been a book of love and labor. So love and labor, love, love and labor.
Labor of love.
Labor, it's a labor of love. So, you know, leave it to me to mess those things up.
She's a great writer.
I'm a great writer. Oh, you know what's something that I actually just, I got to have one final pass again. And so I put some things in and something, there was a quote that I heard actually at church and I put it in, but you grip the tightest before you let go. And that good. One.
Wow. I'm going to need a minute with that one.
And so that I just put that in to start off the first chapter. But I was just like, because it's so true.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's good stuff, Kramer.
All right, guys.
Proud of you.
Thank you. I hope you guys love it. Pre-order it so you can get it and assign one. And that's today's show, y'all.
Yay.
Whew.
Talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.